Onward now with Greater LA from KCRW. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Tis the season for the Sugar Plum Fairy and the Mouse King all dancing across the stage. It's the region's biggest performance of the Nutcracker put on by the Long Beach Ballet. This year there are more than 200 people in the cast, a flying sleigh and a full symphony orchestra, and it's their 40th anniversary. It all started with David Wilcox, who is the artistic director for the Long Beach Ballet, and he's with us right now. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. You were there from the get-go, weren't you? You started this.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. It's all my fault.
It's all your fault. So tell us more about the Long Beach Ballet first. How did it come to be?
Well, actually, there was already a ballet school here in Long Beach for 25 years before I took it over, and that was 42 years ago. And we took it over and we changed the name to Long Beach Ballet and started a professional company a couple years later. And so we started the Nutcracker in 1983. That was our premiere, and it was actually premiered at the Long Beach Terrace Theater. The sets were designed for that stage, and this will be our anniversary 40.
And it's one of the biggest here in Southern California, right? Here, at least in the greater LA region.
It's pretty big.
It's also very popular. So why did you decide to start putting on this show 40 years ago? Was it missing here in California?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was. Ballet West from Salt Lake City, Utah, used to perform down here with the Long Beach Symphony way before that. But then they stopped. And I actually got a call from the Terrace Theater saying, hey, you know what? You know, we understand we have a new ballet company in town. How would you like to come and do the Nutcracker here? So we did it, and it was a success. And then an opening opened up at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in Los Angeles, and they called me and said, hey, we understand there was a successful Nutcracker. You want to do it up here this year too? So we actually performed it at the Terrace and the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion that year. And then we just kept going and got really big. I mean, our biggest year, we sold actually 40,000 tickets, did 20 performances.
What's the difference between that show in 1983 and the one you're performing this year?
Well, it's kind of like the difference between my daughter when she was 4 years old, when she started ballet, and the way she is now at 26 playing the Sugar Plum Fairy.
She's in the show.
Yeah, she's in the show. She was a professional ballerina. She was in the Dresden Ballet in Germany for a while, but decided to come back to America. And now she teaches here at the school, and we'll be doing the Sugar Plum Fairy along with our prince. His name is Seth Orza, who's been our prince. He's a principal dancer from Pacific Northwest Ballet in Seattle. This will be his 11th year as the prince. He's wonderful.
And you have other family members in the show, right? You have other children in the show.
Yeah, that's family affair, that's for sure. My oldest daughter, Nicole, she was a ballet dancer, and then she went to school for stage management. She's our stage manager. She's been the stage manager for years. She could call this show in her sleep since she kind of grew up with it. And then my youngest daughter, Lindsay, she went to Berklee School of Music, and she's a flute player and a composer, and she's going to be in the orchestra. So we're all involved.
I read somewhere, David, that you said this is a performance for people who don't like the ballet. What do you mean by that?
Well, okay, my job is to entertain. I grew up in the theater, and my thing that I love to do more than anything, more than I love ballet, is I like to entertain people. So I want to make sure that when people come to see a ballet of ours, it is thoroughly entertaining. And it's not just for people who are just madly in love with ballet. I want them to be blown away by the scenery and the lighting and the special effects and the story and of course, the music, right? Tchaikovsky's music, you know, can't beat it.
There are some other performances of the Nutcracker in Southern California as well. Is that what sets it apart, that there are so many elements to it and so many, as you said, stage cues and everything else, 200 member ensemble, all of that?
I guess that's what people tell me. I mean, I don't want to brag, but I mean, people tell me all the time that they've seen a dozen different Nutcrackers all over the country, and this is the best Nutcracker they've ever seen. As a matter of fact, we got voted most loved Nutcracker in the United States of America in 2018 and 2019 by Gold Star audience members.
That's very cool.
That's very cool. Yeah.
What do you do with that? Does that go in the playbill? I mean, what happens with that when somebody says you're the best Nutcracker in the whole country?
Well, you have to be careful when you say something like that, you know, because it sounds a little audacious. But we're very careful not to overplay what we've got. We advertise.